The minuscule being looked at him with darting, paranoid eyes. A member of the Alina species. He was short and large-skulled, with bright darting eyes and long, agile fingers. The harness affixing him to the strange mechanical arms allowed him free movement with his lightsaber. A double-bladed pike with one blade significantly longer than the other. He raised it as the limb's function turned from arms to legs and raised him to full human height.
Seeth trash!
He hissed in a voice that was high-pitched but full of contempt.
Don't worry, masters. I'll defend you.
The apprentice didn't know who he was talking to until a clamor rose from the seated mannequins, and as one, the Junk Jedi Council woke. Paradis lunged while the apprentice was momentarily distracted. The pike left a shallow cut down his left forearm before he could repulse the strange creature's attack. Part flesh and part machine, the renegade Jedi Master was proficient with the Force, and quick with it as well. Every blow the apprentice tried to make was instantly blocked by either end of the whirling pike. As fast as he lunged or retreated, the mechanical legs outpaced him. Paradis hopped around the dilapidated chamber like a deranged jumping spider. Outside his droid golem shell, however, Paradis was more vulnerable to Sith lightning. What he couldn't absorb into the junk metal burned him and left him writhing in pain. The apprentice sent bolt after bolt hurtling into the tiny figure. Then something struck him from behind, breaking his concentration and knocking his lightsaber from his hand. He turned, ducking robotic limbs and a sudden swipe from the light pike. The mannequin of Plo Koon had risen from its chair and attacked him, holding a vibroblade in a crude approximation of the long-dead Jedi Master's renowned lightsaber style. The apprentice acknowledged the gambit before blowing the mannequin to pieces and reaching out for his fallen lightsaber. The hilt arrived in his hand just in time to deflect another blow from Paradis. This time, the apprentice was ready for the inevitable attack from behind. One at a time, or occasionally in pairs, the mannequins moved in to distract him. Mace Windu and Coleman Cadge, he dismembered. Kit Fisto, he melted. Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi, he smashed together and hurled out the window. Ki-Adi Mundi, he blasted with lightning, before doing the same to Se-Si-Tin, Agen Kolar, and Shakti. Stas Ali, he beheaded with a single stroke of his lightsaber. Yoda, he picked up with the Force and used as a missile to strike Paradis through his flailing artificial limbs. Kazdan Paradis moaned as each junk master fell, mourning them as though they were actually alive. When the last one went down, he was actually weeping. The apprentice reached out and caught the Jedi Alina in a tight Force grip. Paradis's artificial arms crumbled, unable to resist his power. Lifting the diminutive alien into the air, the apprentice swung his captive from side to side, smashing him into the window frames and roof until rubble rained down on them both. He deflected the worst of it from himself and saved the damage for Paradis. Soon the aging Jedi was too weak to fight, but still the apprentice maintained the battery. He remembered what had happened with Rom Koda at the very last. Wherever that strange hallucination had come from, he would not permit a repeat. Finally, the Jedi Master's strength was spent. The apprentice let him drop to the ground, where he was pinned by an avalanche of junk falling through the ceiling. Clearly dying, he lay face up and closed his eyes.
I'm sorry, my masters. I failed you.
With those words, he expired. For a moment, the apprentice felt pity, but he quickly swallowed it down. Then a nimbus of glowing Force energy rose up from the Jedi's body and spread out around the apprentice. Sparkling, scintillating, it vanished with a silent rush into the walls of the junk structure. The apprentice stepped away from the body, unnerved and ready for anything. He raised his comlink. Juno, I'm done here.
I have a lock on your location, Starkiller. On my way.
The whining of the starship's engines was loud by the time he retraced his steps through the foyer and out into the surface of the junk world. The rogue shadow swooped smoothly out of the sky. Catching the ramp sure-footedly, He retreated gratefully inside. As they reached for orbit, he watched the temple retreat behind him until the outline of its ludicrous grandeur was barely discernible around the surrounding junk hills.